Democrats on Tuesday introduced an amendment to the bill, which would remove several controversial provisions. State Representative Spencer Black says the changes represent some compromises.
But the key elements of the bill remain, that we will produce 25% of our electricity from renewable sources by the year 2025, and that we will reduce our energy use by 2% a year.
Items removed from the bill include tougher vehicle emission requirements and lower carbon fuel standards. Another change would allow businesses to offset renewable power requirements by taking steps to conserve energy.
There will have to be new efficiency investments in the industrial sector. And this will help reduce our energy use, and it will also produce jobs. Taken as a whole, this bill will produce approximately 16,000 new jobs in the state of Wisconsin.
State Representative Mike Hipsch is among Republicans who say the changes may remove some opposition to the bill, but they fail to address the rate increases the public will face if the measure becomes law.
It's still a $15 billion increase on utility ratepayers for anybody that buys heating or electricity in their home or their business.
Supporters hope to have the bill passed before Earth Day, which is next week. Andrew Bankett, Wisconsin Radio Network.